Welcome to the UK Bible Students website. Questions and answers. Consecration. Unless otherwise denoted, all scripture references are to the New International Version, British text. Question. What is Christian consecration? Answer. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. According to the Bible, the Christian life ought to be progressive, leading one on to ever higher stages of development. Christian consecration or dedication is the third step in the Christian's life, the first two being repentance for one's sins and full belief in Christ as Saviour, which enables one to become justified by faith. Consecration implies a separation from the common and ordinary, and a dedication of oneself to God. Who may consecrate? Those already justified by faith, referred to in our text as brothers, are encouraged to consecrate, to give their hearts and minds over to God's will. In our text, the word brothers addresses justified Christian men and women, or Christian brothers and sisters. The attributes of consecration. Consecration consists of four attributes alluded to in The attributes of consecration. Consecration consists of four attributes alluded to in our text. Number one, power. This is denoted as living and gives a thought that consecration is energetic. Number two, love. This attribute is indicated by the word holy and is appropriate, for love is the true spirit of holiness. Number three, justice. Consecration is pleasing to God because it is the merit of Jesus' sacrifice which makes one just or righteous in the sight of God, and therefore acceptable to him. Number four, wisdom. The phrase is this is your spiritual act of worship, conveys the thought that consecration is a sensible and reasonable action. The consecrated life. Why would one consecrate? Although not commanded, consecration is the response of a heart grateful for and appreciative of God's mercy, his past favours. The duties of the consecrated Christian include world and self-denial, study of and meditation of God's word, spreading God's word, practising God's word, and, when necessary, suffering for loyalty to him. Put another way, to live a consecrated life is to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, our finest example. There is no greater joy than this. Thank you for listening.